This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 8 for Friday, August 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger Friday after bouncing around both sides of unchanged. November up $6.90 at the close at $850.20 per ton. A rally in soy oil and weakness in the Canadian dollar provided underlying support, despite losses in Chicago soybeans. Speculative buying was a feature, with declines earlier in the day uncovering some end-user demand, as crush margins remained solid. However, relatively favorable prairie crop weather did keep some pressure on the market. The Canadian Grain Commission released its final weekly grain movement report of the past crop year, showing a total of 5.1 million tons of canola were exported. That was well below the 10.6 million tons moved the previous year. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were mostly lower, while corn held on to gains. Rumors of export sales to China had given soybeans a boost yesterday, but prices turned lower today as that business was confirmed. The November contract down 9 cents at $14.08 per bushel. The USDA confirmed private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China and an additional 132,000 tons to other unknown destinations. Forecasts calling for spotty rains in parts of the Midwest were enough to take some weather premiums out of the bean market, but the longer-range forecasts remain hot and dry. A rally in soy oil also underpinned beans, but meal was lower. Corn found some support from that hot and dry longer-range weather forecast, the September contract up 8 cents at $6.10 per bushel. Three vessels carrying nearly 60,000 tons of corn left Ukrainian ports today, with more likely to move in the coming weeks. The harvest is also underway in the war-torn country, with barley and rapeseed the main crops coming off the fields so far. Total grain production in Ukraine is forecast to reach about 65 million tons. That'd be down by about 20 million from last year. Wheat futures are mostly lower, pressured somewhat by that resumption of Ukrainian grain exports. Minneapolis down 8 cents in September at $8.85 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in September at $8.48 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 6 cents in the September contract at $7.75. Chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend contributed to the declines. Next week's USDA report will include revisions to spring wheat area in Minnesota and the Dakotas, after this year's later-than-normal spring seeding. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 5th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.